Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi. What's one of your favorite stories or fairy tale about someone who has to leave home? It might be something passed down from centuries ago. It might be, as recent as hearing a family member speak quietly about leaving the country they were born in. It's not something my grandparents spoke about, ever. And I don't believe it was anything bad or for whatever, but I think generationally they just didn't do that. But there was a one-time told vague story about one of my elders who may have had to leave Sicily because of an ill-fated romance with a nun, believe it or not. And I'll never know until I meet him, hopefully in heaven at some point, what the story really was. But why even leave a familiar place and head into some sort of wilderness? Well, maybe it's too much of a comfort zone, or maybe it's something worse. Maybe there's a real need to escape a bad situation, seek refuge when someone's being mistreated. Or maybe it's to set out on some form of adventure or quest looking for something, different, satisfy a strong urge for real change or a rebellion against status quo or the need for real independence. Now, I want to ask you another question. What's the first thing you think about when you hear the word wilderness? Like many, your first thought might be location, might be a remote place on earth where there's no people to be seen or heard. There's deep forest, there's mountains, it's just you. Animals, birds, insects, the wind, the sound of water, the rustling of leaves. And for others, you might conjure up time traveling back to some imagined fictional or real location. No electricity, no cars, no GPS, no running water. All the rest of our modern technological marvels are missing. Or how about if you love the water? You go to the shore and you look out at the horizon and beyond and you think about, well, tides and currents, I have to read them in a certain way so I have safe passage to somewhere. For me, when I think of wilderness, a lot of it comes from the outdoor activities that I did when I was a boy in Brooklyn, New York. Then as a Boy Scout at a 10-mile river camp that was located in upstate New York, or family hiking trips like up Mount LeConte in the Great Smoky Mountains, or kayaking in the salt marshes of the Hudson River. But there are also some other images that I get, like meeting somebody in the wild who looks unkempt, maybe dangerous, bad teeth, maybe wearing a loincloth, calloused feet, long toenails that look like talons, crazy hair, really intense eyes, or it's the danger of certain insects. My family knows about my concern about getting covered or smothered with ticks, ticks that I never knew about, never cared about, never even found once during all those early years. Fast forward to present times, the idea of long grass and bushes. I mean, I want to wear white boots, white pants, white long sleeve shirt, white hat, covered up so I can spot those poppy seed size critters and their larger cousins. Remember rolling down a hill carefree? No, I don't do that anymore. So if I yell out tick check, my family knows what I'm talking about. Wilderness also represents a haven of sorts, something to run towards for purposes of getting away, maybe being free, maybe escaping, getting away from problems, torments. Maybe it's a place you're forced to be in. Maybe it's a first time, dangerous, scary place, lonely, odds are stacked against you. It could be barren, isolating. It can be a place where self-reflection, fear, adaptability, frustration, maybe creativity, courage, stress, humility, even victory can emerge. In short, resilience can lead to transformation in the wilderness. For many, it's a place to find and encounter a closeness to the divine, a place to openly experience what one encounters, how you think and respond with a surrender to change. Maybe you finally hear and trust the message God's sending you. The Bible, Old Testament and New, is filled with countless stories of trips to a wilderness. Some are forced, some are elected. And the challenges that can take place there, tests and transformative changes that occur once you go there and once you come back. According to the American Psychological Association, wilderness can cause a flourishing that can affect both your mental and physical health. A wilderness is defined as natural and untamed environment, but it can introduce a number of benefits: reduce stress, increase physical activity, improve your mental health, enhance your cognitive functions, connect to a sense of purpose and meaning, strengthening your social ties and connections. Let me share two quotes to add some context and color. Robert Louis Stevenson said, "We are all travelers in a wilderness of this world, and the best we can find in our travels is an honest friend." Aldo Leopold said, "To those devoid of imagination, a blank place on a map is a useless waste. To others, the most valuable part." The wilderness of our world at large offers interconnectedness that is alive and fresh and presents the opportunity for exploration and connection. So, if we think of the wilderness as our world at large, one that we're a part of, and it requires navigation and courage and maps and guidance to identify and use the resources for survival, how is what you do and how you say it reaching others in that environment? Stop and consider how we use our natural voices to inform, counsel, respond, share, teach, mentor, coach, to guide and transform. What we want to say, how we say it, in order to positively affect our place and others in the wilderness, that is our world, and ensure we're offering something truly unique and precious of ourselves to anyone who finds themselves there by choice or by circumstance. It's our unique way of caring and giving and helping. Norman Vincent Peale said, "If you want to be courageous, act as if you were. And as you act and persevere in acting, so you tend to become." This is all about absolutely the personal way in which each one of us is invited to discover how we can face off against various pressures and turn them into a power for ourselves and for others. It's also a wonderful way to help someone else look at themselves honestly and consider what changes they wish to make to empower and transform themselves. Now, how do we tap into this power? When we consider all the various ways in which we can be called and motivated to help and serve others, there is a genuine attraction, a power that's formed when we acknowledge and then experience any encounters that are based upon a person-to-person and heart-to-heart experience. It's you and that other person, one-to-one. Why does that matter? What is it that we crave, sense, and resonate with? We are being validated. Someone is not distracted and is focused on us, nobody else. We can sense that we're important to them. We are offered something to help us. So we're validated in the power of the personal invitation. And that personal invitation is a human-to-human experience. And your voice, plus your words, plus your intentions, serious, humorous, caring, knowledgeable, they come from your heart, and they're at the center of how this power you are generating will radiate and stimulate someone out there in the wilderness of the world. I mean, think about that power. It is a glorious opportunity for the authenticity, the humanness, naturalness of your words to resonate on a deeply human and special way with anybody who receives those words. So if you're a service-minded person who wants to help people transform and better themselves or learn new skills to improve their lives, you may have already considered the power of storytelling in the way you offer your own services. Coaches, entrepreneurs, people in the personal development business use stories all the time, oftentimes their own, presenting realistic contexts, a narrative of struggle to transformation and achievement. And this is a powerful and genuine way in which the topic or the problem being solved will resonate. Now, if we expand storytelling to the broader context of nonfiction and even fiction, then we can also consider the natural power of those words used to teach and impart, entertain, inform. The words that come from the author, their unique words, their story, the power of authenticity in the creation of their narrative, whatever it happens to be. My family and I are huge readers. Our library cards are maxed out all the time, maxed out. I have more memories than I can count of reading to my daughter for so many years. when she was a baby to a young teenager. And there is such magic in being the storyteller. And that magic only grows stronger as favorite stories get repeated over and over with new ideas or new emotions blossoming every time. There was a book that I'd like to share with you. It was a real favorite. Lovely illustrations about a young brother and sister searching for a birthday present to get their mom. There were very little words printed in this book, but the illustrations showed all sorts of mishaps these kids had going through town, in stores, with shoppers, dogs on leashes. It was a madcap city adventure that had all kinds of oops and watch outs and oh no's and flying shoes and shelves collapsing and fainting customers. How could you read this to a child with no words? Well, I read the few words that were there, but I had to describe everything else that was going on. Or not. It was up to me. And my daughter never ran out of questions as she heard the story unfold in so many different ways every time. This book, called Mama's Perfect Present by Diane Good, if you want to look for it, and its lack of words and minimal linear structure of words and sentences allowed me to change the storytelling focus, change the choreography of it, stretch my emotions in so many different ways, naturally. And that was so much fun and very special. Duncan Honeyman says, being read to is a really intimate thing, a human connection at a time when a lot of people are feeling isolated. Our written content tells stories, our stories. It creates a world for the reader, a world that the observer can connect to. If you've made the effort to write and create, and then offer in physical or online print your words in books or ebooks, slides, think of how much more powerful your message is and all your knowledge that you're seeking to present and share and instruct and offer and market and sell could be if you found an additional way to transform your voice and your words and your unique messages by the strategic decision to use the most powerful and unique instrument of all. What is it? The compelling, heart-to-heart, connecting, human, natural voice. Not a simulated or artificial voice, a human voice. A human voice that's speaking the emotional music captured in some span of emotional and uniquely diverse time. That power of your words echoing in the wilderness is immensely critical and important. Why are your words important to you? Well, for starters, they're coming from you. What is it about them that compels you to write them and then somehow present and share them with others? That desire to communicate and serve others is linked very likely to the unique reasons and passions that you have. And if this is a serious endeavor for you, then it may very likely be that you're interested in including them as part of a business or a service that you believe will help solve challenges and problems that people have. A person with more than one side hustle, an entrepreneur, a person who creates and runs their own business knows all too well the pressures to expand and grow the business, increase the client satisfaction, boost the referrals. They're all top of mind to the entrepreneur and the business owner. How many days and nights and weekends are spent building and reflecting and revising and redirecting and flexing? It's all part of building and maintaining a healthy business, connecting with others, serving others, making a difference with unique talents. I want you to think about how many hours you've already spent or are planning to spend on creating all the different written materials that describe your solutions, your methodologies, your best practices, your words of guidance, wisdom. How valuable is it to you that a return on investment for all of your time and all the sacrifices you've made to create those drafts, those revisions, all leading to something final that got published or posted? Think about the high value of your return on investment for your time and your knowledge and your funds and that inner voice of yours crafting and expressing its unique message. So what else can you do to enhance your voice, to share it with more people? And sharing it in a professional, compelling, and supporting way to your service's mission and purpose. Today, if you're invited guest being interviewed, you'll speak. If you're on the stage, you'll speak. If you're on a podcast, you'll speak. You'll use your voice. But if you haven't yet thought of the power and benefits of transforming your written content into an audio format for connecting and listening, then I think you're very likely missing out on some incredible opportunities. I want you to think about how many more people would appreciate what you have to offer or even only seek to connect with your content if it was available in some form of audio format, like an audiobook or accompanying and guiding your e-learning or your meditations, your affirmations, your explainer videos. But there's a but, and it's a big but. Connecting heart to heart with emotion, conviction, and that infinite variety of nuance is only possible when a human being speaks those words, your words. I'm not describing your words and your content being made by some artificial and robotic means, despite how good it might be. Never. Why? Because it's artificial. It's just not human. And there's a real reason for saying that. People know, you know, I know, instinctively when we're listening to a non-human. Don't fall prey to this fantasy of using the artificial voice for your precious and unique content and ultimately your voice. Don't ruin this next extension of your services and messages, reaching countless individuals who will appreciate hearing from you or from someone you hire to bring forward in a narrative performance your emotional convictions, your purpose, your passion, and all of your content and material that richly deserve that. Today's successful business branding and marketing often includes writing a book that highlights special insights and stories and methodologies and perspectives. Let me bring to you a few important benefits about the audiobook industry as an example, and the professionals who can help you to expand the power of your reach for your brand, your business, your purpose, resonating in the wilderness. Audiobook business, continuing to grow, sales staying up. Adult fiction and nonfiction enjoyed 32% and 24% growth last year, 2024. Professionally narrated and produced audiobooks offer an exponential reach to target audiences and clients. They can boost the polish, brand image, credibility of a person, and that's powerful. Sadly, but not surprisingly, the use of an AI voice cannot hold the listener's attention. And I want you to really think about why you would allow your content to be performed by a non-human, missing all the spice and nuance of a real person. Remember, heart to heart connects in natural ways. The human instrument is meant to be heard and received by humans. In my work as a professional voice actor, as a radio DJ, as a narrator of audiobooks, and a producer of that content, I can tell when writing has been artificially created, it's bland, it lacks soul, it's artificial. And because of that, it's not convincing. It's maybe even counterproductive. And as a professional, I can hear it. It's the same thing. It's just not robust. It's flat. It's artificial because it will never have those minuscule nuances that are from the moment that we use and react to with others every single time we engage. The business case for you to think about is extensive. Listen to these questions and think about what you would answer. Would you like to reach a wider global audience? Would you like to boost the engagement of your content with someone who can add authenticity, warmth, and depth? Would you like to increase sales and brand building with a wider client base? Would you like to step up your cross-promotion capabilities to showcase your services? Would you like to have more flexibility in making your content more interactive and available across diverse platforms? The way to bring forward this enhancement to your business branding and marketing is to consider who will be best to bring out and enhance your content. You or a professional actor and narrator. There are things to consider: your own voice, technical equipment, audio engineering, and time. Do you have the physical and vocal stamina to perform, not just read, your content in a consistent and compelling way? How much content do you have? How large is your book or your e-learning content, your programs, your videos, your meditations and affirmations? Are you capable of managing an audio project from start to finish? Can you guarantee the audio quality so it's professional and it meets or even exceeds basic industry standards? Because if you can't, you're presenting a perception to the listener of low quality, and nobody wants that. And if you don't want that, especially after all the time and the investment you've made and sacrificed to create your brand, your business, your content, your client relationships. Andrew Porter said, "I came to see that audiobooks are at their core a callback to the oral tradition, the very origins of storytelling. They were not a diminished form of reading. They were its foundation." So let me share a few real-life stories with you. Would you want to spend hours listening to an audiobook where the computer fan during the recording is heard in the background? Or the space where the recording took place is so boxy, so echoey, that the words are distorted? Can you imagine listening to guided meditations that are too fast or too slow or have excessive dry mouth clicks? Do you really want to trust your stories told by some AI database voice that cannot ever produce the natural and musical flow and rhythm to the emotional context of your content? I could go on. The stories are endless. The point is, you need to be aware of how these audio business services can help you. You need to be aware of what to watch out for. Mistakes and poor quality can absolutely tarnish and negate the brand imaging you seek. So you need to trust someone absolutely capable and experienced to take your precious materials and enhance them with the power and quality to ring, resonate, and connect with anybody in that wilderness. And you also need to know that behind the scenes, there's a production process. And ignoring that most likely means you could get a poor deliverable. And the last thing you want representing you and your unique ideas and services is something that's flat, doesn't connect, and actually makes the targeted listener walk away with a perception of low and not worth it quality. So when you work with an experienced voice actor, a narrator, producer, you make sure they really are experienced. You need to be assured that they know how to robustly prepare themselves with you to understand who you are, what you're saying, the necessity of your material to help others, and who you want to speak to. Preparation, absolutely vital. I say it to all my clients, measure twice, cut once. Prepare up front, get clarity and approval with the owner of the content. And this is how you build the roadmap from ideation to creation to delivery to natural connection. If we continue to use audiobooks as our example, preparation and attention to detail is done prior to any vocal recording. And this assumes that the audio recording capability meets all industry standards and your standards. This is important for the listener. And it's also a must-have requirement for major audio distribution platforms where your finished content will be available for purchase. Once the recording is done, in raw form, production workflow kicks in. The audio has to match word for word the written content or the manuscript. This is called proofing. Proofing confirms and also catches anything that was missed or recorded incorrectly, or if for some reason is unintelligible. Sometimes voice actors swallow a word, garble a pronunciation, or there's an electronic surge that causes the sound to make a weird sound. Experienced voice actors will often catch these prior to proofing, but you need a good proofer. It's a requirement. Once those mistakes are corrected, an audio editor listens to everything and either removes or sculpts or shaves away extraneous and unwanted noises, things that the good old microphone just loves to record, like stomach gurgles because you ate too fast, or you didn't leave enough time to digest, or you haven't eaten in a while, or your chair squeaks, hand or elbow clunks against the desk or the wall. Maybe a leaf blower outside, or a motorcycle or a car with no muffler, a computer fan. The list is endless. Editors will also listen for excessively loud breaths that don't make sense, or not enough time to pause between sentences, or too much time. That's the music of the recorded human voice. It needs to sing while speaking. The phrasing of that spoken music has to be appropriate so it conveys the emotional context. Once the editing is done, an audio engineer reviews all the audio, every audio file, to ensure that the audio meets industry and distribution platform requirements. And then there's the quality assurance diagnostic testing to confirm the audio that's being delivered to you is without issues. This is what you deserve. And that's what you get as the return on investment when you work with a trusted voice actor, a narrator, a producer. Your words, your content, your voice are given immense extra power to connect, resonate with everyone you desire in the wilderness of your choice. And when you make use of a human voice, your own, or a talented voice actor, you create additional natural ways to link heart to heart, mind to mind, to those you wish to serve and empower. Maya Angelou said, "Words mean more than you know." Thanks to human voice.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.